Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody in the sanctuary, everybody who's coming in. And for those of you that are on YouTube and Facebook, good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, remember we had about, 2 weeks of just clouds and rain and whatever? Yesterday was a nice, bright, sunny day. Today is a nice, bright, sunny day. Good morning and welcome to the Tabernacle. Our pastor is Jonathan E. Ford. Amen. And at Taylor Tabernacle, we are based on the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Coming right out of the Scripture. Amen. Amen. I'm going to start us off this morning. Before we go into prayer, I'm going to read our Scripture for today. Going to be coming from the Gospel of John. Just going to be reading one verse. Verse 36 of chapter 3. And the Word of God reads as follows. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So that means what? Let us believe it on the Son. Amen. 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 We're going to go into prayer, but I want you to think about something as we go into prayer, because we got all the turmoil going on. We've lost some famous people over the past couple weeks. Families have lost family members, members of the church we've lost over the past couple weeks. But I was thinking about that as I was driving in. And you know what God was telling me? Cherish the time that you had with them. Cherish the time that they taught you. Cherish the time that they sat next to you and loved you. Cherish the time that they entertained you. Because that time that God gave us was a blessing. Amen? Thank you, Christ Jesus. Lord, most of all, let us cherish the word that you have for us. The word that you had written so that we could hear it and be taught. The word that we could receive on the fleshy tables of our hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we would cherish your ministry. That we would cherish your sacrifice. That we would cherish your teachings. That we would cherish your presence. That we would cherish your love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, 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 for all the time and blessing that you have given unto us. Lord, forgive us for when we have overlooked what you've done for us. When we have overlooked how you protected us. When we have overlooked all that you have provided. Lord, that our hearts would cherish, hallelujah, cherish your love, Christ Jesus. Cherish your ever-presence, Christ Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Cherish you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for guiding us and leading us into this house, O Lord. For there was a time that we were out there lost. We were out there in pain. We didn't know where to go. We didn't have a solution. But, Lord, you were there. Hallelujah. We cherish your saving works. We cherish your very presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You went through all that stuff that was in the way. You moved it out of the way. You brought us over it. You brought us through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, you got more than two or three gathered here today. Come sit next to us. Let us feel your very presence next to us. Oh, hallelujah. Talk into our ears. Bless our speaker this morning, oh Lord. That she would give us the word that you have given unto her. Because long ago you diagnosed what we needed this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for you've always known what we need. We don't know what we need, but you have always known what we need. So that word this day, prepare our ears to hear you, O Lord. Prepare our hearts to receive you, O Lord. Transform and renew our minds that we would hear and do what you have instructed us to do. O Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us that this day we would not only feel your presence, but we would tell somebody about feeling your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you for this day, O Lord, that you would get the glory and honor out of this service. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, let us always cherish every single thing that you have done for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. Amen and amen. Now, I didn't announce it earlier, and I'm sure some of you were prepared for communion, but we are not going to have communion today in terms of the communion ceremony, but we're still going to receive what is always ready, right? And that's what? The Word of God, right? The fact that we are getting that this day, that God has said, I got a word for you this morning for you to receive. Amen? Amen? Amen. So without further ado, I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to call up our speaker. And we all got to stand for our speaker now. Y'all looking like, who is that, Sister Barbara over there? Yeah, it's Sister Barbara over there. Deaconess Barbara. Let me not mess up her title. Let us stand and honor her because what? God has anointed her this morning to bring us his word. Amen? We should honor that. Amen? Our sister Barbara Williams.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hey. Amen. 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 Hey, if you would turn to Lamentations chapter 3. We're going to touch upon verse 22 and 20 through 24. Lamentations chapter 3. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. Someone will be more than happy to get you one. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 20 through 24. If you have it, say amen. If you need a minute, say wait a minute. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lamentations chapter 3 verses 20 through 24. Very familiar passage. If you've been a child of God any length of time, you've heard this for sure. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. Amen. If you give me the opportunity, I want to give you two more versions of that, just because the Message version I love. But we're going to do NIV real quickly. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. And the Message version, God's loyalty could not have run out. His merciful love could not have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great your faithfulness. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. He's all I've got left. Amen. Amen. Most holy and wise Father, we come to you this morning with open hearts, Lord, open ears, open minds, Lord, for your word. Lord, let this word go forth, Lord, and wash someone. Lord, let this word go forth, Lord, and lift someone's spirit. Let this word go forth, Lord, and break someone's bond. Lift someone up, Lord, out of a dark and dry place, God. Lord, decrease me and fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Not my word, but your word, Lord, go forth. Lord, we cherish this time with you. We ask you to come in, Lord. Sit down, Lord, and sup with us. We bless your holy and your righteous name this morning, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We lift you up. Hallelujah in the highest. Hallelujah. We bless your holy and righteous name. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you for all you continue to do, and we thank you for all you've yet to do in our lives, God. Bless those, Lord, that are still on their way, Lord. Bless those that are listening online, Lord. Bless those, Lord, among us that have lost loved ones and are grieving right now, Lord. We ask you, Lord, just to comfort them, to let them feel your loving arms around them, Lord. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor because it is due. In Jesus' precious, holy, and righteous name I pray. Amen. You may be seated all over the house. All over the house. Amen. Amen. I am so happy to see you all this morning. It's been a little while since I've been able to get back due to, unfortunately, work obligations, but it is so good always to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. 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 And amen. Hey, this morning I'm going to speak from a simple topic. L-O-V-E. Love. Simple. It's nothing fancy, but we're going to talk about love this morning. And as I always tell you, if you talk back to me, I'll get out of your way real quick. Amen. Now, if you make me work for it, amen, then you're going to hear how I want pancakes this morning. But we won't have to do that if you tell me, if you talk back to me. Amen. Love. Love appears in the Bible some 300 to 800 times, depending on the version that you like to read. Amen. But Lamentations is basically a poem. It's written by the prophet Jeremiah, and although there's no formal proof of that, it is assumed or thought that Jeremiah wrote Lamentations. We call Jeremiah the weeping prophet. This is the story of the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. Jerusalem, God's city, God's most beloved city, amen? And because of their disobedience, God allowed Jerusalem be destroyed because the Israelites were just so disobedient. He allowed his holy city to be destroyed. And Lamentations is Jeremiah weeping. And he's not weeping for the personal loss of property, but he's weeping for the sinfulness of the city. There are two specific books in the Bible that deal with loss or tragedy. Job deals with personal loss. We saw Job lose everything, but yet praise the Lord. And Lamentation deals with a national tragedy. and continue to praise the Lord. And if you read Lamentations, it reads a little bit like a song, especially a classical song, because it builds. It starts at the very bottom, and as you see, he's building in these five chapters. And the three verses we're going to look at today are what's called the crescendo of the chapter. Because even in his desolation and his desperation and his lamented spirit, he yet praises God for his merciful love and kindness. New mercies I see every morning. Great is your faithfulness unto me. Amen. Verse 22 tells us, because of God's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion fails not. He let Jerusalem be destroyed, but he allowed Jeremiah and others to live. He did not consume the entire city, which we know he could have done in the twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye, they could have all been gone. But he left Jeremiah to tell the story, and he left others to read of the story, that we may read it even today. Amen. How like that in our life? How like that we've all stood against storms. We've all felt like we've been destroyed. We've been leveled to the very ground. But his faithfulness unto us has carried us through. You know, Monday, am I correct? Monday, my husband and I celebrated 24 years of marital matrimony. And it is to be applauded. Thank you. I appreciate that, but I didn't say it for that purpose. I said it because I do have a Facebook account, and in my Facebook account, I said 24 years. What an amazing journey. What an amazing journey to walk with a partner who you've walked with through the good, the bad, and the ugly. And don't misunderstand me, and the joyful times as well. But those of us who are married or new in marriage, God bless you. Baby, it's whole work. People get into marriage and they think, oh, white lace and gown and veil, and 20 years down the road, you could care less where that gown is. Some people 5, 2, 3 years down the road, because I know some marriages didn't make it out of the first year, and they spent tons of money on those beautiful dresses because they didn't have the foundation. They didn't have that foundation. They didn't have that trust that God would see them through. What's kept us together is because we have faith that God has the final say in it all. He sees us through whatever it is. And don't think 24 years later that we are not facing trials today. Each and every day there's something new. Each and every day. But God is faithful. He doesn't consume us. You know, they always say he doesn't give us any more than we can bear. But that's to bear with him, not on your own. That's to know that your hand is in his hand and he sustains you. Ask yourself, do you reflect God's love and mercy in your everyday walk? I mean, an honest conversation with yourself. Do you reflect that? Do you reflect it in your home with your children, with your husband? Do you reflect it in your workplace? Where do you reflect God's love? When they meet you, do they say, there's something different about him? There's something different about her. Do we learn to forgive as God has forgiven us every day? I know he forgives me every day. Lord knows he forgives me every day. Amen. Hey, come on. We are not that holy. We go on to holiness through him, but we are not that holy. Because I won't even go there right now. But anyway, amen, 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 amen. But do we show love to our coworkers, our friends? That's showing God's love and his reflection. God is love. 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. We see this attribute in the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is love between them. From the beginning of creation, John 17:24 tells us that. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. The song goes on to tell us all that I needed, thy hands have provided. Great is your faithfulness unto me. Lord, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory because you loved me. The love of a father to a son. Do you realize that's the relationship we hold with God? We're his children. He loves us unconditionally. That's how we're supposed to love, unconditionally. We're supposed to, our little children seek our help as we are supposed to seek the Father's help in everything we do. We're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to love the rich man, the poor man, the beggar man, and the thief. You can tell love is waning in this world we reside in every day. We bump into each other. We cross each other. We cuss each other. And it doesn't take but a hot second. You see people walk out of the church. Oh, bless you, my sister. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you. And get outside. She actually get on my nerves. I can't stand her. Amen. Come on. That's not love. And that's certainly not God's love. I'm going to keep saying it. Morning by morning, new mercy I see. For those acts alone, he could consume us. But every morning, he gives you new mercy, a new chance to get it right, to do better. Amen. In the midst of great sorrow and loss, Jeremiah looks around for the signs of God. But do we? Sometimes we let the smallest thing bring us to our knees. I'm never going back to church. He let my mother die. I'm never going back to church. You don't know his plan. His plan all fits together. The word tells us, and Deacon Todd may be better at recalling scripture than I am instantaneously, but we see in part as through a dirty glass. When he returns, we'll see in whole. We think we should have all the answers, but we don't. Maybe you've lost your house, and maybe you live in a one-bedroom apartment, but thank God you got a roof. You might not have gotten that job you wanted, but guess what? You get up and go to work every day. We've all had children go left and right on us. I don't know about you, but it taught me to pray. Because when he couldn't hear me, God can do what I can't do. He'll draw you to your knees. He'll have you pace the floor in the middle of the night and call his name out loud. We, as parents, most of us who have children of any adult age, we've all been there. And well, actually, if you say around 12 nowadays, if you say around 12 or 13 nowadays, these kids will drop you to your knees. Amen. But in every situation, look for God's mercy. The devil only wants us to see the bad. That's all he wants us to see, because then it'll draw you away. You know what? He may not be going the path I want him to go, But he is going to work every day. He's not hurting anybody. You keep praying. You be faithful unto God. And in God's own time, he'll turn him around.
Amen.
Amen. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. As I said, my favorite version of this passage is the last line of the Message Bible. I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over and over. He's all I've got left. God is my portion. Love is the essence of God's character. And the defining quality of his selfless, life-giving relationship with us. Love. Love is the key. Love is the answer. Love is the question. All-consuming, all-inspiring, all-adoring love. He loves us. From the beginning of time, from the fall of man, his love designed a way to bring our union back together. We were never meant to live this way. We were supposed to be walking in a garden with his very presence. And mankind fell. And even in that, he found a way to bring us back, to redeem us. And realize that the only acceptable sacrifice was he himself. You couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. The angels in heaven couldn't do it. He himself had to come down and make a way for you and I. What does the song say? That's love. That's love. I encourage you today to work on that facet. Love. 1 Corinthians tells us love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. My heart is full this morning. God is love. Pure, simple love. He redeems us. He heals us. He fills us. He provides for us. He cares for the birds of the air. How much more does he care for you as his child? And when we walk away, when we do disservice to his name, he still loves us. He still cares for us, provides for us, and makes ways for us. Love. L-O-V-E. How many other four-letter words do we know, do, use, and say? But this morning, this week, the next month, the next 30 years of your life, remember, love will find a way. And if you have a negative thought about somebody, think, one, am I looking at them through the eyes of love? Am I looking at them through the eyes my father would look at them? We all do it. I'm not preaching down to you, because I'm there too. When we go through Dunkin' Donuts in the morning and you know, the one I happen to use on a regular basis is inundated in the morning with, you know, the other drug addicts and that kind of thing. And they're trying to get a sandwich and a dollar and if you give everybody, you would be broke too. But instead of looking at them with disdain, look at them with love. Say a silent prayer. Lord, provide for them. Lord, help them to see light. Lord, send someone to show them the way. If you have a tract or a pamphlet, pass it off to them. Some will take it, some won't. But if you reach one, that's a jewel in your crown. Love will find a way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Church, that's love. That's love. And I invoke you today to introduce love into your life. Amen. That's what I have for you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, the doors of the church are open. I think we're all home folk, but I will say if our deacons and deaconess will come, if anyone would like prayer this morning, whether for an increase in love in their heart, or if it is for sickness or a bereavement, what have you, the altar is open now for prayer for anyone that desires prayer. Amen. 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 Yes, Lord. Amen. We ask you now to pray with them, Lord. Pray with them. Amen. Amen. This young man has come to the altar because he stands in need of God's love. He stands in need of something from God this morning. Amen. 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 Bless your holy name, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's pray with them. Let's pray for them. Amen. Amen. Pray for their strength. Yes, Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. How beautiful it is to see our children, our young people come to the altar in need. Amen. They know whom they should seek. Not their friends, but they need to seek God. They need to seek his love and his understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. Yes, Lord. Increase love in their hearts, Lord. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of, Father. In the name of Jesus, increase it, Lord. Cover them. Comfort them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We bless your holy and righteous name this morning, Father. We thank you. We bless your name. We glorify your name, God. In the name of Jesus. All glory to the Lamb of God. All glory to the Lamb of God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Lord, increase love in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bless your holy and your righteous name this morning. We thank you this morning, Lord. We glorify you. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 Bless your name. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Increase our love, Lord. Increase our love in our home, Lord, in our marriage, in our family, Lord. In our friends, Lord, help love to abide in our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Increase it, Lord. Increase it to overflow, Lord. There's no room for hate where there is love, Lord. in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we bless your holy name. We glorify your name this morning, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Surround the young people who've come to this altar this morning, Lord. You know what they stand in the need of, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. 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 We exalt your name this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt your name this morning. We lift you up this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, Lord, this morning, Lord. We thank you. We bless your holy and your righteous name this morning, God. Oh, glory to the Lamb. Glory to the perfect Lamb, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, that you're a loving God. Oh, we thank you that you don't give us what we deserve, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for a mercy that never fails, Lord. We thank you for compassion, Father, that never ends, God. We bless your name this morning. We glorify you this morning, and we thank you, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the perfect Lamb. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, we bless your name, God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, lift your voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, there's none like you, Father. None like you. None like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless your name, God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. 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 If you don't know that kind of love, if you don't know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I invite you to repeat this simple prayer with me. Most holy and wise Father, I believe that your Son Jesus came and died on Calvary's cross for me. For the remission of my sin, I believe that I am saved, Lord. I repent of my sins, Lord, and I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to open my heart to love, the love that only you can give, a matchless and endless love. Lord, I thank you for salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that simple prayer, we believe that you have been redeemed. Amen. You can come on, you can log on to our church's website, taylortabernacle.com, and you'll find prayer and prayer requests. And under that, shoot us a quick note and let us know that you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And someone from this ministry will contact you and help you on your next step and your new journey in life. Let love find a way in your lives, church. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Remember what I said earlier, because God knows what he's doing, right? So he's had a plan for the very beginning, from the very beginning, that he said, this day, I need people to hear about my love. Amen? This was not just happenstance. This is the Lord talking to us. So take heed of the words that were just preached to us. Amen? Amen. Let us, when we go out there this next week, with the people that we encounter, let us love them, or after we walk away, go, wait a minute. I should have showed them love. right? Because a lot of times the first part in getting ourselves corrected is being aware that we are doing the wrong thing. Amen? Amen. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to move to the next part of the service because the word has been preached. But I am going to ask the drummer to give a little drum roll, please. Can I get a little drum roll? What time is it? Offering time. All right. We're getting better at that. We're getting better. I'm going to do our offering, and then I'll bring up our deaconess, Curitan. She's going to do our announcements. But as far as our offering, I'll read the script, but we know what it is, right? Good morning, the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we'll gather to worship through giving. No, worship through giving. Amen? Amen. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving, through our website, Venmo, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. And then finally, if you're here in the sanctuary, to give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61, T-A-Y-L-O-R 61, to the phone number 73256, and you'll receive a link with instructions on how to give. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions there. To give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order, no cash, check or money order, to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Through Venmo at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309. Amen. And for those of us who are in the sanctuary, the baskets are over there near the side door, one for your tithes and offerings and the other for a speaker offering. Amen. Now, with regard to being able to give, we are now able to give directly to our pastor. Amen. You can do that a couple of ways. First, by Cash App. You would send it to $, Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N-F-O-R-D, all one word. Amen, that's Cash App. From Venmo, it would be Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. Amen. Thank you for your giving. Amen. Amen. Let us give and let us support the building of God's kingdom. Amen? With that, I'm going to bring up Deaconess Curitan.
Amen. Thank you. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us on this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue by Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has had the COVID-19 virus, we ask you to please stay home. It is with sorrow that we announce the passing of our brother Walt Lewis and Mother Riddle, who is Deaconess Mary Radcliffe's mother. We ask that we keep the bereaved family in prayer. Funeral details for Brother Walt are as follows. October 12th, 2024, that's next Saturday, at Open Door Baptist Church, which is located at 1632 North 26th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The viewing is from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and the service is from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Please join us Wednesday night's prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. by Google Meets and Sunday school from 8:30 to 9 also by Google Meets every second through fifth Sundays. And remember Pastor Ford's YLE challenge. Amen. Have a blessed week. And I'll hand it over to our Deaconess Barbara Williams. Wasn't that an awesome word? Amen. For benediction.
And amen, amen. Hey, if all hearts and minds are clear, if you'll stand to your feet, we can be dismissed. Most holy and wise Father, we thank you, Lord, for yet again a time with you, Lord. We ask you as we depart from this place, Lord, but not from your presence, Lord. Go with us and guide us through this week, Lord. Lord, keep love on board. Remind us, Lord, to keep love on board in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to bless those families, Lord, that have lost loved ones. We ask you, Lord, to bless the sick and afflicted among us, Lord, to keep us, Lord, through this week until we meet again, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Keep love on board this week.